afternoon and welcome to the Food Talk Show. My name is Margaret Scully and you are tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM. Each week on this show, I talk to producers, chefs, farmers and people passionate about food. I hope you can stay tuned for the next 30 minutes. If you would like to contact the show, please phone 01 865 8020 or text 087 977 1032. The multicultural melting pot of the metropolis of Dublin is now home to a vast array of cultures and cuisines. My guest today comes from the exotic land of Brazil and has cooked his way up the Irish ladder to become head chef in a newly opened restaurant, Table 6 in Tempelogue. Jackson Raboli, welcome to Food Talk.
Thank you.
I know the first thing I got wrong is I called you Raboli, but in Portuguese
and,
you would say...
Heboli.
Heboli.
Yeah.
I was just nervous that I'd get it wrong, so I said I'd let you say that, Jackson. Yeah. So before we come on air, we've just been talking about where you come from. So you're from Brazil, but you're from way, way the far side of Brazil.
Yes, I'm from Mato Grosso. And the city is called Araputanga. It's a small city. It's a county from the state.
And Aratuganga, what do you call a small city in Brazil? How many people?
We're 20,000.
Oh, it is small.
Yeah.
That's a village over there, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And because when you told me you were from Mato Grosso, I had to go and print off the map because I absolutely didn't know where it was, because most Brazilians I meet in Ireland tend to come from near the coast.
Yes.
But you're way, way over on the far side and yes. You border with Bolivia.
Bolivia, yeah.
And the Amazonas.
As well, yeah. We actually, Amazon is part of Brazil, is part of... My state has a border with Amazonas. As well, we have Pantanal as well. It's another type of vegetation, it's kind of swamp thing. So we have two types of vegetation on our state.
So you're in between the Amazon, the rainforest and the swamps.
Yeah.
So what is it like in your town?
It's just a regular city, and the city doesn't change much. But if you go further to the reserves areas where it's protected by the government, that you can see, you know, a lot of natural rivers, waterfalls, and it's a very nice place.
Is it a very humid place?
No, depending on the time of the year. When it's summer, the humidity is very, very poor in there, and it's a lot of problems as well with that humidity during the summer.
And when is your summer?
Summer, we start, I think it's the end of November, December. That's when you start the summer there.
The end of November, December.
Yeah, it starts our summer.
And then it goes until when?
Until, I'd say, February, end of February or something like that, yeah.
So if you were going home, do you prefer to go in the summer or not in the summer?
Well, right now, I'd say I wouldn't go much for the summer because I get used with the Irish weather. I'm 7 years already in here, so I'd prefer to get a more cool climb in there because it's very hot on the summer there.
I can only imagine. And so it's what about the food? Like, what's your native vegetables, your native fruit? Is there a lot of fish?
We have a lot of type of fruits and vegetables in Brazil. I think it's different than here because everything is, you can go fresh. I live in a small city that's surrounded by farms, so you can go there and pick your own mango, your passion fruit or your vegetables, and everything's fresh and you can go to the market every day if you need it. It's
passion fruits, mangoes, well, that's your fruits.
Yeah, every kind of fruit you can imagine.
Bananas,
you
have
bananas, avocados,
pineapples,
everything, apples, everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what about potatoes and vegetables?
Yeah, we use potatoes as well a lot in our food, but I think the Brazilian food, I'd say, if you say that the basic food for our culinary, you'd say it'd be rice and beans. And then something with it, a salad, a piece of steak, you know, depend. But the basic is like, if Irish have your potato every day, we have rice and beans. That's our basic food in there.
Rice and beans.
Rice and beans. Yeah.
And do you grow rice in this region?
Yes. Not in my region, no. But yes, we have you know, people cultivating rice and beans as well in the country. Yeah.
And what kind of spices would you use with your beans?
Normally we just fry it off with some garlic, salt, and pepper, and that's it. That's as simple as that. Just using garlic, and it's just bring the flavor up.
So you wouldn't be using like chili or
anything? No. That would be our basic. Yeah.
And that's your basic. And yeah. Now you're a chef here in Dublin, Jackson. Yeah. Back at home, were you chefing?
No.
No.
No, not
and
at all.
And traditionally growing up, does Mama do the cooking or did the boys help in the kitchen?
No, Mum. Always Mum.
Always your
never
mom.
Help. No, never help at all. Just the barbecues and the weekends, so then that's the main job.
The boys do the barbecues.
The barbecues, yeah.
And you wouldn't have cooked the rice and beans or any of that?
Well, I would after 17 years after I left the high school and when I went to live in Cuiabá, I was living alone, so I had to do my own food. So that was it, but not before, no.
And what did you study in Cuiabá?
Cuiabá, I was working as an accountant.
An accountant?
Accountant, yeah. My dad is accountant, so from early age, like 12, I was always in the office helping him out.
Right, so you went to university and became first college.
I started to do the university there as a accountant, but then some things didn't work out for me there, and I decided to leave the country to try a new thing, to learn English, because I didn't know English before I came here. So I decided to come to Ireland. That was the easiest place to come at the time because of the visa and... So I decided to come to Ireland to learn.
Was it easy to come? And you knew about Ireland off over there on the far side of Brazil.
There are some friends that came over before me that was from the same city. So, and there was an agency in there that was organizing paperwork and all this to come over.
And so it's no problem to get a visa for Ireland for you?
No,
Brazil.
No. Actually, if you don't want to come here to live or to study, you can just come here without visa. It's an agreement between the countries.
So that
you can get in the country just normal.
Yeah, and did you feel like that this was a big move and going off to a strange European country, different language, very brave thing to do?
It was a really, really big thing. And when I arrived in here, that I realized, oh my God, where am I and what I'm doing here. In the day I arrived was like the typical Irish weather, cold and rainy, and I didn't know nobody.
And were you on your own?
On my own, yes.
Completely on your own.
I came with a friend, but he had to stop over in Madrid, and my connection flight was different than his one. So he had to come later on. So I arrived here on my own, and I had to explain after I left the airport, explained the taxi driver where I have to go without to speak English, and it was a bit difficult, but
amazing. And so first of all, tell me, from it must have been a really long journey. So you go from Cuiabá
to São Paulo,
yes. Direct.
Yeah,
which how many hours is that?
About 3 hours flight.
3 hours. Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
And then São Paulo to Madrid.
To Madrid. Yeah.
And then Madrid to Dublin.
Madrid to Dublin. Yeah.
And not a word of English.
No.
And were you coming to a, did you have a host family or were you going to a hotel or where were you going?
No, I went to a hostel that was organized by the school that I was studying.
And where was the hostel?
It's near the Phoenix Park on the, I forgot the name of the road.
Okay, so it wasn't in Temple Bar?
No. It was close to the Phoenix Park, actually, on North Circular Road.
Okay, so it was a little bit quiet.
Yes.
And were there other Brazilian people there?
Not the time that I arrived in there. It was a Mauricio guy, actually, that was organized the hostel in there. And again, difficult to explain what I was doing there with that luggage in front of the door, because the school didn't explain properly who arrived that weekend. And so I tried to write on the paper with the dictionary or something to try to explain what I was doing there.
And did you have any, like, did you have a Brazilian English, you know, did you have a, you know, what you call it, a translation book?
Yeah, a dictionary, yeah.
A dictionary.
Yeah.
You did have that.
Yeah.
So you were pointing out your words.
Yes, exactly.
God, that must have been such an unusual experience.
Yeah, but at the end was okay.
How long were you here before you met another Portuguese-speaking person?
How long I was in
Yeah, the... you know, was it many days? Or your friend, did he come then from Madrid?
Yeah, no, he just came the same day later on. But yeah, so then after 2 days was more Brazilian people went to the same place living with us. And as well on the school on the where we are studying, lots of Brazilian there. So then it started to come easy to, you know, they was longer here, they speak a bit more English, so can explain where to go, what to do. So
then you had a new problem. You were surrounded by Brazilians speaking Portuguese again, were you?
Yes.
Probably difficult to break away from that as well.
Yeah, yeah, but, well, I was here to learn English, so I try my best to you know, go to school every day in the morning and met different nationalities to try to speak in English. So
yeah, very good. And that obviously worked out. Well, I'll tell you, we're going to take a break now, Jackson, and we're going to have some music. And this is a song called Hero by Family of the Year.
Let me go. I don't want to be your hero. I don't want to be a big man. I just want to fight with everyone else. Your masquerade. I don't want to be a part of your parade. Everyone deserves a chance to walk with everyone else while holding down a job to keep my girl around. And maybe buy me some new strings and her a night out on the weekend.
So that was Family of the Year Hero, and you're tuned to Food Talk on 103.2 Dublin City FM, and I'm talking to Brazilian chef Jackson Habuli. Jackson, we were just talking about how you got to Dublin and you went to English school, and now I want to know, how did you become a chef?
Okay.
What year was all of this in?
Sorry?
What year did you arrive in Ireland?
I arrived in 2009.
2009, okay.
2009, yeah. Well, when we arrived, after 1 month, I was trying to look for a job, to do something that didn't need much English. Finally, I found a friend that he was a head chef in a restaurant in Holt. And he asked me if I want to go over and work as a kitchen part in the beginning there. I said, yes, I need money, so it's okay.
And where in Holt were you?
The name of the restaurant, yeah, Casa Pasta.
Oh, I know that. Upstairs,
yeah.
Over, yeah, Findlater's,
exactly,
at the top,
yeah,
floor. Yes.
Yes. So I start to work with him as a kitchen port in there, and later on, I start to have a place there for a chef that needed to do some salads on the start and open some pizza things. So slowly, he introduced me some things in the kitchen, and I like it was what I was doing, because actually I came here to, because the other thing that I have passion is IT. I would like to, you know, to improve my knowledge in IT in here. And I start in the kitchen, and they said I start to like it, and I said, okay, maybe I'll change my mind now what I want to do it. So a year later, I put myself, my name for in the Cumbria College for the daily release program for chef culinary school. So I was accepted to get into this school. So, and yeah, so I started there. The chef was Mark Leonard, a brilliant chef. And it was very good for me, because he was really passionate and patient with his students, and explained everything from the beginning, you know, in the kitchen, all over what we need to do in the kitchen. And then I had to do more 2 years after in DIT. So I have some great chefs in there as well. So
were you in culinary arts in DIT?
Yeah, but the first year I did in Crumlin College.
And so did you do the degree?
Not the degree, no. It's just a daily release program that was... But 1 year you started in Crumlin, then 2 years more in the AT.
Oh, very good. Yeah. And was that full-time?
No, it was a part-time course.
Part-time. And then where? And did you move to work closer to the city then?
Yeah, I was living close to the city when I was doing the college. And then the first year that I was I was doing Crumlin College. I got the job as well in a hotel in the city center, so that was, you know, helped me a lot to, you know, on my knowledge and to learn a lot in there. So it was the place that between school and work that helped me to get the knowledge in the kitchen.
And you just loved it.
Yes.
So because it's quite a change, isn't it, to go from being an accountant to a chef, and when you were thinking about doing IT.
Yes.
I suppose being an accountant is quite good for being a chef, isn't it? Because you need to do a lot of accounting.
Oh, yes. For the food cost itself, it's very good. So I don't have problem with that anyway.
Yeah, it must be. So it comes natural to you to cost all your dishes.
Yeah.
And so you were inside in, was that the Westin Hotel you were
in? The Westin Hotel, yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's a very high standard, isn't it? The Exchange restaurant, yeah.
I think right now it's closed, the restaurant, but I think it'll be reopened soon, I think. But it was a very good place because they have different outlets in there. So they have the bar, they have the afternoon tea area, and they have the restaurant. So I could walk through different types of kitchens, so learn, you know, different type of things, and as well on the banqueting. So, you know, you can learn a lot in there.
Yeah, very good. And so coming from Brazil to Ireland, did you find the food here, just the Irish food, and did you get the hang of eating the food? Have you been to many Irish people's houses? Have you had potatoes and cabbage? Yes,
but I like the food in here. Like, the food here is very good. But I still, because you grown up with one type of food, of course, once or twice a week you have to eat your own food because you just need it. I think your body feel that you need that. So,
And what's your favorite food here?
In here,
you'll
be, I don't know,
something that you wouldn't. I suppose back in your city in Brazil, you probably have pizza, pasta. Do you have, because Brazil is a very multicultural country?
Yes,
I learned.
It is, yeah.
And when I was there, I was very surprised. There was a very large Lebanese community. Lebanese. So there was a lot of falafels, a lot of mezes, a lot of Lebanese food. There also seemed to be a lot of Japanese people. There was, in Sao Paulo anyway, there was a lot of Japanese.
Yeah. There is a lot of cultures in Brazil. But I think the main one would be Italian one, because we have a lot from Italy, you know.
Yeah. So already before you got here, you know, Brazil has quite an international cuisine.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it's improving now, and say in the professional side of it. And the chef in the past in there wasn't really, people wouldn't look really, oh, you're just a chef on the kitchen. But now it's like a...
They've got respect.
Get respect.
Do they have Master Chef in Brazil?
I think start this year or last year the Master Chef in there as well. I didn't watch it all, but I think they have as well. But I think everything going up and up in there, especially if famous chefs like Alex Atala, that's one of the main, let's say the main chef in Brazil. I think his restaurant is between the 10th best restaurant in the world. So, you know, I think people start to, you know, to say, oh, maybe I'll be a chef as well. So
it's becoming a respected profession in Brazil, and it wouldn't have been before.
No, not at all.
And what about you then in your own career? Would you have ambitions? You know, at the moment you're working in Table 6.
Yes.
And so is this your first head chef position?
It is, yes, my first head chef position.
And how do you like that?
Well, was a very, very big challenge for me, I think, because everything in the restaurant was we start from the scratch. Everything, like planning the kitchen, planning the menu, the restaurant design, the kitchen design, to go after our suppliers, to go after every single thing in the kitchen. So it was really, really a good experience for me. Hard, but good.
Yeah, and it, I suppose you probably knew quite a lot of suppliers from your other jobs.
Yes, yes. From the West, and I got to know a good few few suppliers and good suppliers.
Yeah, and how long were you working on the setup of Table 6?
We work about 1.5 months before to open. Yes,
because you've got a very diverse menu.
Yes,
you've got stuff like Mediterranean vegetable parcels with hazelnut and mushroom cream sauce.
Yes,
then you've got strip loin steaks. You've got sides of duck fat fried chunky chips. There's a real variety, and you've got quail.
Yes, well, what we wanted to do is just to try to maximize the options on the menu for everybody, you know, different tastes. So you want to do something that, you know, everybody goes there and say, I like chicken, I like, something game, I like, a steak, I like my wings. And we took on board as well, after we started to open, we took on board lots of the comments from the customer that was there. And we see that has different people as well that like the traditional food, like, you know, your Greek salad, your brie, your wings,
chicken
your
Caesar.
Pasta. Yeah. So we introduced that on the menu as well because we want to make a balance between, you know, the new and the traditional. So everybody can go with family, friends, you know, enjoy as well.
Yeah, and because you've got an amazing, a real range of foods. You know, you've got a lot of seafood as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do, yes. I think Irish people like a lot of seafood and we sell very well. You know, I think the fish, like the sea bass dish, it will be our main seller in there. We sell around 100 pieces of fish in a week. So
that's very popular. More popular than steak.
More popular than steak, I have to say.
And what's your favorite dish that you cook that you, yourself? You know, you go, I absolutely love this dish.
On that menu, I love the lamb. The lamb, I think, is the nicest dish we have in there.
And how do you do the lamb?
We braise the lamb for over 18 hours in a red wine and in a marcois vegetables. So after we cooked for 18 hours, we roll up the lamb when it's still soft, and we cut it and we serve with some mashed potato and some of the lamb jus that we cooked through the night.
Delicious. And that's your favorite dish?
That would be my
favorite dish. And would you have much lamb, I'm thinking now, down in the swampy part of Brazil?
Yeah, we actually do, yeah.
Do you?
We have lamb as well, but normally
it
barbecue
doesn't sound like
them.
An ideal place for sheep to live. It sounds a bit damp or something.
Yeah, we do have, and actually the way we eat them, it's barbecued. I think most of our meat in there, if you ask what the people eat and what the people like, it's barbecue. Because it's summer, you know, it's a hot weather, everybody loves to go for a barbecue restaurant in there.
And you have lamb?
Yeah, we have lamb as well, yeah.
But you're bringing it in, it's not local.
No, yeah, it's local, yeah.
It's local.
You can buy local, yeah.
Because I always think of sheep and lambs up on mountains in cool places.
But there is farming there for lamb as well, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, they have a lot of sheep in Australia as well, and that's very hot. Well, would you believe it, Jackson, we've actually talked our way through the whole programme. So we're out of time. Best of luck with Table 6 and onwards and upwards from there, I hope.
Thank you very much.
Table 6 is on number 4 Temple Oak Road in Temple Oak Village, and it's upstairs and it's across the road from the Morgue Pub.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Jackson Maboli, thank you so much for being my guest on Food Talk today.
Thank you very much to invite me.
You're very welcome. And so that's all we've got time for. And thank you for listening. And stay tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM, because coming up next is Mediascope with Ellen Gunning. I'm Margaret Scully, and Food Talk will be back next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Until then, have a great week.